the war continue its path in the West Bank as it is planned. Not as it's planned, yani in a way of like a timeline. For example, the first time line that they did for the wall was to be finished in 2005. So the whole activities that has been done, demonstrations, court cases, it is delayed this this date, and they postpone it until 2008.
And the entire wall.
Yeah. The deadline to finish it. Then after 2008, 2011, and now it's that they put that to themselves the deadline for 2020.
To finish what part of the wall?
All the wall. But yani, now if you want to talk about wall as its purpose, it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
The isolation of the people, controlling the movement, creating the system that they want, the controlling system in the West Bank, it's already there. What they need to do now is to isolate totally the Jordan Valley and to isolate, which is the Eastern Wall.
Yeah.
And to fill the gaps in some areas like in Bethlehem, in Hebron, that's still there around Baali Adumim, in Jerusalem, and all the settlement. This they didn't fill it yet. This is connected to the what we call them the apartheid road, the network of roads that will connect the settlements together,
mm-hmm.
and the other alternative roads that will connect the Palestinian roads together. There's under construction now the whole system. 48 bridges and tunnels going to be separating
underneath the settler roads.
Yeah,
and the tunnels.
So this system has to finish, and also the system, the controlling system, what we are talking about, is also composed of the this what they call the terminals, which is the checkpoints. There's around 34 what's so called terminals, checkpoints, that's going to control the Palestinian movement in and out of the gateways. Beside, if you talk about the alternatives for the Palestinians after they confiscate the land and the resources, which we are talking about 60% of the Palestinian land. So these people who's locked in 80 and 40% of the West Bank, the means to provide them with the kind of life that they don't depend on the donations is the industrial zones, townships. So in a way they want to slave the people in this townships and turn them into to be able to control them, like Gaza.
Yeah. So in terms of the checkpoints, I've noticed on this trip that a lot of checkpoints are not active right now. A lot of checkpoints that throughout the West Bank. Is this a byproduct of the wall being completed, or what's the reasoning for some of the checkpoints not to have soldiers checking IDs anymore?
Look, this checkpoint is like standby. It's equipped very well. They can any minute the soldiers can come with one military car sit in there and block the whole area. It's a kind of like any. First of all, the wall is there,
mm-hmm.
but on the other hand, the road system is not there yet to make the total disconnection. So still, they need these checkpoints for control, for an enemy to use it for emergency, for when they want to hassle the people, when they want to use it politically.